This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, a Purim meal on a Friday is problematic. Why? Because having a large meal on a Friday is problematic. It's not allowed. If you take a look at the handout, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Mem Tes, in Sif Beis, Osa Likvaya Be'erev Shabbos Suda U'mishteh She'enu Rogel B'me'achol. You're not allowed to have a very large meal on Erev Shabbos. Why? B'pnei Kovod Shabbos She'ikonis L'Shabbos K'shehu Toiv Lechol. That you should enter Shabbos with an appetite, that you're looking forward to eat the Friday night meal. The Mishnah Berurah gives a second reason. He says, "Yesh shekos v'tziv katan yud, yesh shekos v'tam mitoich tirdas hasuda." If you're busy preparing a large meal, having a large meal on Friday morning, or at some point on Friday, then lo yisasku b'tzorche Shabbos. So for either of those two reasons, either because you won't have an appetite, or you'll get preoccupied in the meal on Friday, and you won't be able to prepare for a Friday night suda, so therefore you're not allowed to have a large meal on a Friday. The Shulchan Aruch continues, v'chol hayoyim b'chlal ho'ista. It's not just Friday afternoon, it's the whole day. To have an extra large meal on a Friday is problematic. However, the Shulchan Aruch carries on, v'lechol v'lishto is b'li kviya suda, but to eat without a kviya suda, without eating a large amount, afilu suda shiroga bo b'chol, having your regular breakfast and lunch on a Friday, that's no problem. Muta lahaskim l'adin, that's okay. But you should, one should avoid a large meal. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch carries on and says, "Derech anshei ma'aseh lehis'anes b'chol erev Shabbos." Men of stature, some people would actually fast on a Friday. You shouldn't really go into Shabbos fasting. It means you have a te'ima ba'alma, you have something. A few weeks ago, when we fasted on Asar B'Tavis, that was very unusual. But people wouldn't eat a lot to have an appetite for the Friday night suda. The Mishnah Berurah's fact says in Sifkot and Zion, a scary thing, quotes a Gemara in Gittin, it says, Issa b'Gemara, tohoys mishpocha b'Yerushalayim. There was a family in Yerushalayim, shekova sudos b'erev Shabbos v'nekra. They had a large meal, they had some get-together every Friday, and they had a big suda on a Friday, and that family was wiped out. So we're playing with serious stuff over here. When it says erev Shabbos, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah also says, it's also erev Yom Tov as well. The Yom Tov Nami, there's a mitzvah of Oneg and Kovod Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Alef, She'af sha'eicha b'veike, because even if you have a large meal in the morning, kiven shu marbe b'sudasa, if you eat a large suda on Friday morning, she'lo kirgilasa, which is out of the ordinary, shuv lo yeichu b'layla tayov, and you won't be able to eat properly on Friday night. I must say, I learned these halachas with the boys in school, with my Beis Medrash boys, and they found it a bit difficult to get their head around this halacha. What's the problem? You have a large meal during the day on Friday, and then you'll eat again on Friday night. What's the problem? But I think for most people, if they have a very large meal on a Friday, it would take away from their appetite on Friday night. Now, that's the regular Friday. But what about this year? So, Mr. Hashem, next week, Friday, we've got a chiyuv of suda on Purim. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Purim, in Tofresh Sadi Hei, Tzif Beis, the Ramah, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch is silent to this. But the Ramah says, Kashechol Purim b'yom shishi, when Purim falls on a Friday like it does this year, Ya'asu hasuda b'shachris, you should make the suda in the morning, mishum kovod Shabbos, because of kovod Shabbos. U'mishereitze la'asoyse tomid b'shachris harshus b'yadoi. More than that, says the Ramah, quoting the Trumas HaDeshen, regular years, when Purim falls on a Sunday or a Tuesday or a Thursday, whatever it may be, if you want to make the suda in the morning, harishus b'yadai, you're allowed to do that. But either way, says the Ramah, what you should do this year is to make the suda in the morning. Now, what does that mean in the morning? Says the Mishnah Berurah, koidim chatzos, before midday. Now, says the Aruch HaShulchan, interestingly, by the way, what is midday? It's halachic midday. So here in London, halachic midday next week is 12:13 p.m. And that therefore one should start the suda before chatzos, before halachic midday. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the next box, Sudas mitzvah shezmano kavua, says the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem Tes, Yuzayin. Sudas mitzvah shezmano kavua be'er Shabbos, k'moy Purim. The time to make the Suda, the Chiyuv, is on the Friday. K'moy Purim shechol be'er Shabbos, like bris mila, if there's a bris, for example, on a Friday, then that you're allowed to make a proper Suda. Mutzal ikver bohem afilu Suda gedayla, even a large Suda. Now, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and if you're worried you're not going to eat with an appetite later on Friday night, don't worry. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, an interesting svara. Because ha'oisek b'mitzvah potim la mitzvah, if you're engaged in one mitzvah, I'm exempt from another. So if next Friday I'm sitting there and it's started before chatzos and I'm eating and I'm not going to sort of building up an appetite for the Friday night suda, that's not a problem. Oisek b'mitzvah potem on a mitzvah. However, he adds, so mikol makom yirush yaschilu kaidem chatzos. Make sure you start before chatzos, v'lochal apochus kaidem shra asir. So at least before the beginning of the 10th hour. Now the 10th hour, again, here in London next week, Mitz Hashem, is 2:55. So it's lechatchila, we should start the suda before chatzos, which is 12:13 here in London. And if not, then before the beginning of shra asir, the 10th hour, the halachic 10th hour, which is 2:55. If one missed even that, you know, you're so busy the whole day, whatever, shlachmonos and matonos davionim and chesed and who knows what, and you get home and it's 3 o'clock, it's, and you've missed both of these times. So the Piskei Tshuva says you're allowed to eat after that. He says as follows, but the Eved says the Piskei Tshuva, im nisache ad la'acha shasir, if you missed even that, v'adayin lo chesudas purim, yoichel af la'acha shasir, you're allowed to, however, avol yoichel barak ma'at lechem wash, have a bit of bread, so by eating at 3-4 in the afternoon next Friday, that's clearly getting a bit close to the wire. So just have a slice of bread, just having small, so they won't take away your appetite for the evening. Now, that leads on next neatly into the next topic, and that is, do you actually have to wash when it comes to a Purim Suda? You know, it could be, next week is a good example. You get up early. And let's say you go to Netz Minyan. Netz is not so early. A lot of shuls are making their davening around Netz time. So you daven at, say, 6:15, 6:30 in the morning, and you're home at 8 o'clock after having heard Megillah. So you have breakfast, and then you're nashing on the homentashen and the other shlachmonas that comes your way. And then 11 o'clock, you sit down for a suda, you're not so hungry. You have to wash for a Purim suda. So the Mogin Avram, interestingly, says, Le'motzinu shechayev lechol pas b'purim. We don't find there's a chiyuv to wash and to have bread. You can actually get by with eating other things. You don't have to wash. However, the Aruch HaShulchan takes issue. The Aruch HaShulchan argues and he says, "V'li nira, d'lo yotzo. You have not fulfilled your obligation if you don't wash. Dum yud Shabbos v'yontov. It's no different to Shabbos and Yontov that you have to wash. It's not considered a suda, a feast, if you haven't washed." And then he quotes the Mogen Avraham. He says, "V'Mogen Avraham." Lekos of Cain, I know the Mogen Avraham doesn't write this. He says there's no obligation. I'm of the opinion that I'm right and one should wash. So certainly it's preferable to wash. If one can't, one is unable to, there is what to rely on, but certainly one should try and wash. Even the Mogen Avraham would no doubt admit that it's better. Now the next question is an interesting one, and that is, do you have to have meat? In a regular year, and certainly this year. This year it could be. Many people will plan their Purim Suda, and they would prefer to make a brunch. Maybe they want to have some bagels or some smoked salmon or who knows what, but maybe they don't want to have meat so early on a Friday morning. What's the halacha? So interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan is of the opinion, again, it comes out as a machlokas between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mogen Avraham. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Tofresh Sadihei Sifala, the top of the next page, mitzvah laharbois besudas Purim. There is a mitzvah to have a large Suda, because it says in the Megillah, it's Yimei Simcha Umishter. Now, the Ketzat Chayva Sudazu, what is the obligation of this Suda? She Yoichal Basav, you should eat meat. Yisakin Sudas Noah Kafir Asher Timtze Yodai, and you should prepare a lovely Suda according to your financial means. Kain Kosev Rambam, when he quotes the Rambam, that one should have meat. Umashma, and he implies from the Rambam, to Basar Vadai Tzarev, you certainly need meat. Without meat, it's not a choshev meal. Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted by the Rav Yosef Efraim, his Talmud, that chicken suffices, and chicken is fine as instead of actual meat, and that would tick the box. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham does not agree. The Magen Avraham, again, it's the next box on the page, he says that really, even on Shabbos, you're not obligated to have meat. Afilu b'Shabbos, he says, im yirtzeh shlo le'achol baso, harishus b'yodah, you're entitled to do that. She'ena mechuyuv she'echol baso v'yayin, you're not obligated to eat meat and wine on Shabbos. Ve'ef shalema, and you can perhaps say, the Purim Shani, maybe Purim is different. Tichsiv be simcha ve'en simcha le'baso. Maybe that Purim is different because it says that there needs to be an element of simcha. Mikol makom kasha, that's difficult to say that. Toh yom tov nami simcha, there's also an obligation of simcha on yom tov. Ve'en chiyuv le'echol baso, right, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. And the only obligation to eat meat is in the times when there's a beis hamikdash. So you can't say that Purim is going to be stricter than Yom Tov. And therefore, the Magen Avraham is of the opinion that there is no obligation to eat meat. However, the Shevet HaLevi Rav Vozna in Chelek Yud Simon Yutches Ois Gimel says, Mikol Mokum, Lemaskon Gam Magen Avraham Noted Yeshin in Simchus Boso Bein Beyond Tov Bein Bepurim. The Magen Avraham would agree that it's better to have meat. And he says, take a look in the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim says that that indeed is the maskon of the Magen Avraham. The Gamba Purim, I call upon a mitzvah ikka, there is indeed a mitzvah to have meat. So the answer is, does one have to wash? One should certainly try and wash. It's certainly preferable. There is a Magen Avraham to rely on if one is not able to, for whatever reason. And regarding meat, again, it's certainly preferable. But again, the Magen Avraham is of the opinion there is no obligation to do so, even though it might be preferable. One final thing, and that is what we're going to hear a lot about, I'm sure, and that is Pores Mapa Umakadish. That is another way of dealing with this conundrum about not eating too much on a Friday to take away from the appetite for the Friday night Suda. And on the other hand, there's a chiyuv to have a Purim Suda. So the Ramah says you have the Suda in the morning, but there is an alternative, and that is people are Pores Mapa Umakadish. What does that mean? Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos, Osa Litoim Klum Kodim Shei Kaddish. The Sif Da'ala, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush on a regular Friday night. Afilu Mai. Va'afilu Im Hiskun Ebojjen. If you started a Suda at some point during the day, you've still got to stop. She Pores Mapa Umakadish. And you can do something called Pores Mapa Umakadish. What does that mean? So in practice, this is what it means. It means that you daven mincha early, you start your Suda at some point during the day, and it's just a long Suda. And the long Suda sort of extends into Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, at some point after Plag HaMincha and before Shkia, that little window, you stop. Pores Mapa literally means you cover the tablecloth, you cover the challah, it means, and then you stand up and you make Kiddush. You don't wash again because you're in the middle of a meal. You've already washed. And I've done this. One year I did this. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was in Yerushalayim. It was many years ago. And we davened mincha early. I was a guest. I was a bacha. I was a guest at someone's house. And we had the Purim Suda. And then at some point after Plag HaMincha, before Shkia, we started davening Kabbalah Shabbos. And then we covered the challahs and the person stands up and makes Kiddush. And you just continue the meal and just transforms from a Purim Suda into a Shabbos meal. Now, if, says the Mishnah Berurah, you've already made a Berurah Gofen in that meal at some point because of the Purim Suda, you're drinking wine, then you don't make a new Berurah Gofen. You just make Kiddush. You say the Kiddush part without the Berurah Gofen. Now, the question is, and then what happens? And regarding the Suda, you don't have to wash and make Hamot again. You're in the middle of a meal. But rather, you just make sure that you eat at least the kazayis of challah after night at some point, as to fulfill the obligation of the Shabbos meal. Now, is this ideal or is it b'di'evet? The majority of poskim seem to say it's just a b'di'evet situation, that if you started a meal before Shabbos, this is what you do. However, the Piskei Tshuvas, if you look at note 31 there towards the bottom, it says, v'yesh jenagin kein lechatchila, b'sefer min hoger et Yisrael ha'gon of gelis. He quotes the sefer, b'shem nahar mitzrayim, a Sfaradi pesuk, shehu minag yofa, it's a good idea, v'noim, v'zui derech ha'yesharim, it's the best thing to do, v'kachu min hoger b'ir ha'kodesh v'shalayim, etc. And then he quotes the Meiri and other people who say that that's a good idea to do. However, there are objections to this. Yarizal is quoted as saying that if you haven't done Mariv, it's problematic. You should dafka do it after Maariv. And I think the majority, the mainstream view, is certainly to follow the Ramah and to have the Purim Sudah in the morning. But there is what to rely on to do this Poris Mapa or Makadish. One has to check into the halachas quite carefully to do it properly. One final thing, just interestingly, if one does do the Poris Mapa Makadish, you've got an interesting problem come benching. Because when you bench at that meal, your Purim Sudah sort of evolved and extended into your Shabbos Sudah. Now, when you bench, do you say Al Nisim and Ritzay? That seems to be a bit of a contradiction. If you say Ritzay, that suggests it's no longer Purim. If you say Al Nisim, that suggests it's not Shabbos. So what do you do? And the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is that it's, if you take a look at the bottom box, he says one should avoid saying Al Nisim, and certainly if you've benched, and sorry, if you've davened Maariv, then you don't say Al Nisim. And that's true all year round. If you're in the middle of a Purim Sudah, and then, you know, you're before dessert, and let's say there's a million of people there, and you decide it's later and it's night, and you decide to daven Maariv, and then continue the Sudah. If that's the case, once you've davened Maariv, then you don't say Al Nisim. So there we have it, some interesting halachas regarding the Purim Sudah next Friday. As I said, lechatchila, I guess one should follow the Ramon to make sure one eats, preferably to start before Chatzos, which in London next week, in Yitz Hashem, is at 12:13, and certainly before the Shoah, the beginning of the Shoah Sasiris, the 10th hour, which is 2:55. If one missed that, one should still wash, but only have a little bit to not take away from his appetite for the Friday night Sudah. And bread, lechatchila, certainly one should wash, and meat, ideally. But there are heterim not to, as we discussed. Okay, we'll leave that there, and Mr. Shem will discuss some other halachas related to Purim on a Friday, Mr. Shem, next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.